We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hart, there's a guy on the text line who's all uppity, says that I don't need to mention that you're in because he is Jesus and he knows.
Oh.
So I'd have to keep mentioning it to people who might be joining the show and things like that.
I just feel like that's the professional and polite thing to do.
Well, yes, is to inform people that you are in for Keith today. But again, the 860 guy knows. So ladies and gentlemen across New England, if you don't know by osmosis, by God, you need to follow this guy. Because apparently he's got a long robe, big beard, and Berks.
Well, you'd also should thank the 413, my friend, who says Andy Hart.
Did that guy jump in?
Oh, first 5 minutes of the show. He is like clockwork.
Oh, yeah.
Or she. He or she. I don't want to be sexist or whatever.
Someone from Dartmouth was trying to throw some yick your way, but they misspelled your name, so they clearly don't know any better.
Bleep them.
Well, exactly. They spelled it wrong.
I'll meet you at the Ponagansett Park when I get home.
Ponagansett Park. Yeah, right. I'll be the guy there with the big turkey sandwich gravy dripping off of it.
And a whiskey eggnog at my side.
We're going to go. We'll continue with you on the phones as we cross into the noontime hour talking about the Patriots of Minnesota. But right now it's time for Flush Fund Friday. And we will give you some picks coming up here. Here's why I'm going to ask Jackson to go first.
Okay.
Because A, I'm hoping he has a game. And B... I need to put it in so that I can figure out how much the parlay is going to be.
Yes.
So, Jackson, you need to make your pick first. Anything this weekend, what do you got?
Now, can I ask you a question? We were talking about an intro. Is that called the primetime parlay?
Yeah, we normally play the primetime parlay.
Okay,
yes.
Well, now I know. It wasn't called a flush thing.
Yeah, it's okay. The flush thing.
All right.
John Anderson's on that. That's why. He's on the flush thing right now, probably, after a big Thanksgiving.
So I got my pick. I'm Mr. Newly Single Tom Brady against the Cleveland Browns, for sure. I don't even care what the line is.
All right. This is
tremendous.
We're
destined to win.
We're on it. So it's Tampa Bay on the road in Cleveland -3.5.
Yeah. Come on. That's
believe it or not,
one.
It isn't a terrible pick.
No, I actually like it. I didn't love the way it was first sold to us.
I didn't love the way it was described.
The
that's
packaging
right.
wasn't great, sure. But when you got there, it was solid on the inside.
Yeah. 3.5 against Cleveland. Yeah. You would think that Tampa Tom would be okay.
Well, when you saw the ink on the divorce papers, he became a new man. And I think he's going to continue being that new man.
You would think so. No question.
Did you see his funny little Thanksgiving video this weekend?
Yeah, I did.
Like, what was that for? I know it flashed like a TB12 logo.
Ego.
Yeah, it was very weird.
It's a part of his whole social media strategy, which on the whole has been, as much as he's put some corny stuff up there, his actual strategy of how they go about doing it is pretty good.
See, I went deeper and was wondering, is this like he's a good guy, he cares about kids, his own, his others, like he's sitting at a table with kids.
You just want to know if he's coming back.
I don't know what's going on in his life. I've stopped trying to predict or analyze, really. And quite honestly, like there's a lot of bleep going on in his life.
He so has.
There's a lot to deal
with. Do you
with
think
there.
He retires, though? Tom Brady?
I don't. I think
don't
he wants
either.
To be elsewhere.
Yeah, he's going to play again.
And I'm intrigued by some of these possibilities thrown out there. Like, would Vegas be an option with Josh? Would that be a one-year spot? Because now I've heard Peyton to the Chargers as a thing. So if Peyton goes to the Chargers, that's with Herbert. That's not a Brady-Peyton package.
Well, like I don't know. There's been a lot
of rumblings.
You
think Brady's going to run Herbert out of town in L.A.?
No, I just wonder if you're the L.A. Chargers, and not that you're going to run Justin Herbert out, but what are you going to do to try to break through in that market where the team that owns the stadium you play in, that you pay to play in, that you get no love for playing in, how do you find a way to break through? And would Tampa Tom with a new head coach be the way for them from a business end to break through in L.A.?
I think that would be a terrible move for them. I think
I'm not advocating it. I'm just throwing out the other side that if you're in the business, if you're the Spanoses,
yeah.
And you're like, I'm like third in this city right now. How do I find a way to become sexy?
Well,
what an instant
I'll
way
tell
to
you
do
the
so.
Way. Take your sexy young quarterback and pair him with an offensive coach, a guy who's not a boob in Brendan Staley, who ruins everything he seems to touch by going for it or getting guys hurt by not preparing them for the season.
That's a problem.
I think building around Justin Herbert with an offensive coach and marrying those two guys at the hip so Peyton can build up his offensive genius resume. Oop, new Hall of Fame quarterback. I'm going to take him to the... He never made the playoffs without me. Look what I'm going to do with this guy. That's the way to do it. Not sell out for 1 year. If they want to get rid of Herbert... I'd be happy to take him.
I don't think they're getting rid of him.
Well, how are you going to play Brady?
I'm just
can't have two quarterbacks. It doesn't work that way.
You could sit one down.
You're going to sit Herbert? Waste a year of his rookie contract? This plan is terrible.
Well, if he does it, if they don't make the playoffs again,
you're going to run him out of town? Again, I'll take him.
Not run him out of town, but again, at what point do you be like, maybe it's something we should consider. Well, I don't think they're going to do it.
After the point, I get rid of the boob of a head coach.
Well, the problem is that they don't have the money to be able to get rid of everybody, meaning the coach. And it's kind of like the same thing in the with the Raiders. That guy don't have no money. He
can I tell you why you're not successful? It's very simple. You didn't hire Brian Daboll when you had the opportunity.
Well, Brian Daboll,
if you would put Brian Daboll
pretty good
with Justin Herbert, my guess is you would have already not only made the playoffs, won a playoff game, and you would be in love with the tandem that you put together. But we're a little bit off a far field from...
We did
a whole segment that wasn't the right segment.
That wasn't the right segment.
You asked me for my pick, and we have a whole new discussion.
That's right. Well, that's what happens when Hart is here. Go ahead, Hart.
It does happen when I'm here. My apologies. So I am going to go with a game that we can all watch later this afternoon in the world of college football. A lot of the... was it intrastate rivalries going on? You spoke of Arizona State.
Yep.
I'm going to go to the state of North Carolina, and I will take the Tar Heels and their, what's the kid's name that is suddenly like the Drake May, suddenly a late Heisman candidate, their quarterback. He's got like 34 touchdowns, like four picks.
Yeah.
NC State, you know what their resume includes? 7-4, not a bad team. But you know what their resume includes that I do not think is very impressive?
What is that?
They lost. They lost two in a row, and one of those was to the Boston College Eagles.
I figured you were going there.
If you lose to the Boston College Eagles, I don't have a lot of respect for you. I also like the baby blue, the Carolina blue, big fan. So I'm going to go root later this afternoon for North Carolina to beat up on the Wolfpack. They need to cover the 6.5 number.
Don't worry,
they will. They got a Heisman candidate quarterback.
And you can give me Baylor +9 at Texas. Baylor's played a lot of people tough, including TCU. And then tonight, the Celtics against Sacramento. Sacramento's been on a heater. I think this is the last game of their road trip, though. So they're getting ready to head back west. And give me the Celtics -7.5. And you combine that with Tom Brady and Tampa -3.5. Those $10 will win you.
What do you got?
$129.16.
I like it.
So almost a multiple of 13 on your $10.
I like it. You know, we started out in a weird way when Jackson said, I don't care what the number is, just give me Brady. But
there is that.
We got to a good spot in the end.
We did. And we will get back to talking about the Patriots with you to start the lunchtime hour next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.